Good evening. This is Read in Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says 20.8 million doses of vaccines arriving in Nepal by upcoming mid-October. Health Ministry data says 60-plus age group has higher COVID-19 death rate in Nepal. Experts suggest residents of Melamsi River Basin to remain alert, citing possibility of sediment mixed flood. An Afghan government in talks with Taliban on peaceful transfer of power. Now, news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba has said effective management and distribution of COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to fight the pandemic. Addressing the Kantipur Economic Summit 2021 virtually today, the Prime Minister said the government was working on short, mid-term and long-term anti-COVID strategies to revive economy marred by the pandemic. Prime Minister Deuba said a total of 7.8% people have received at least the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine and the situation has been created to vaccinate up to 367,000 population in a day. The Prime Minister claimed that by upcoming mid-October, 20.8 million doses of vaccines will have arrived in the country, promising to provide vaccines to all eligible citizens by coming mid-April. The Prime Minister further said the government would remain attentive towards the prevention of the possibility of the uncontrolled rise in interest rates when economic activities would take a momentum. The Delegation Management and Government Assurance Committee under the National Assembly has instructed the government to address the issues facing the National Pride projects across the country. Issues such as clearing trees, extending deadline and contracts, among others, have impeded the construction process of such mega projects. The committee had called a meeting to discuss on the report prepared by a subcommittee after a field visit of the National Pride projects in the provinces such as Lumbini and Karnali and Sudhir Pashim. President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba have extended hearty congratulations to their Indian counterparts on the occasion of the 75th Indian Independence Day today. President Bhandari and Prime Minister Deuba sent separate congratulatory messages to Indian Prime Minister Ram Nath Kovind and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and extended best wishes on the occasion of the country's independence. A statement of Foreign Ministry says in her message, President Bhandari lauded the economic progress India achieved after its independence and expressed her belief that Nepal-India relation would grow stronger in days to come as well. Likewise, in his message to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Prime Minister Deuba wished for continued peace and prosperity of India. Prime Minister Deuba has also expressed the hope that Nepal-India bilateral relation would grow stronger in days to come, based on mutual respect and cooperation. The experts have urged the people residing nearby the Melamsi River Bank in Sindhupalchok district to stay alert, citing the possibility of further floods. Organizing a press conference today, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warned about possibility of flood mixed with the sediment in the Melamsi River if there comes a heavy rain in higher altitude. The experts from the authority have concluded that around 10.5 million cubic meter of sediment has been deposited around the source of the Melamsi River at Bhimathang, and it will start flowing with water if the region gets heavy rainfall. On the occasion, Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Anil Pokhrel, said the people in the higher risk areas should be resettled in safer places. He also asked people in Melamsi to remain alert but not to panic. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand has directed the security personnel to execute their duty seriously, saying saving lives of people is the first and foremost duty of the government. Addressing a virtual session after inspecting the Nepal Police Headquarters today, Minister Khand asked the chiefs of provincial police officers to earnestly work to reduce the cases of violence, making government and police relations robust. Minister Khand further pledged the government's support to Nepal Police for capacity enhancement, saying the government is serious about the cases of crime, suicide and violence against women and children. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The CPN-UML has demanded the government immediately take diplomatic steps to address the issues of ex-British Gurkhas who have been demanding pension rights equal to their British counterparts. In a press statement today, party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyali said the voices of ex-British Gurkhas for equal pension rights is valid and the erstwhile government had repeatedly urged the British government to address the concerns of the retired Gurkha soldiers. The death rate of people above 60 years due to COVID-19 infection seems high in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population has stated that the death rate of people above 60 years from coronavirus infection stood at 54%. 5,522 of total deaths due to COVID-19 in Nepal are reported from the age group above 60. Meanwhile, 33 more people succumbed to coronavirus in the last 24 hours across the country, bringing the country's COVID-19 death toll to 10,292. Likewise, the Health Ministry confirmed 2,212 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Similarly, 1,867 people recovered from the coronavirus infection today itself. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now on some international updates. The Taliban and Afghan government officials are in negotiations for a peaceful transfer of power after fighters encircle the capital, Kabul. Taliban troops surrounded Afghanistan's seat of power on Sunday but promised not to attack as handover talks were underway. The group said it has instructed its fighters to refrain from violence and offer safe passes to anyone wishing to leave Kabul. A powerful earthquake has struck the Caribbean nation of Haiti, killing at least 304 people and injuring more than 1,800. The 7.2 magnitude quake hit the west of the country on Saturday morning, toppling and damaging buildings, including churches and hotels. Prime Minister said there was extensive damage and declared a month-long state of emergency. Haiti is still recovering from the devastating 2010 earthquake. Now, a general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says 20.8 million doses of vaccines arriving Nepal by upcoming mid-October. Health Ministry data says 60-plus age group has higher COVID-19 death rate in Nepal. Experts suggest resident of Melamsi River Basin to remain alert, citing possibility of sediment-mixed flood. An Afghan government in talks with Taliban on peaceful transfer of power. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.